If you believe God is good, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If God is working in you, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and faithfulness. Today, I'd like to share a wonderful message with you. And I believe this message will transform your life. If you listen carefully, if you listen with your spirit, and if you apply it into your life, I am certain today that this message will transform you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 To begin with, I would like to say, righteous shall live by faith alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, everybody, repeat after me. Righteous,
righteous
shall live by faith.
Shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We do not live by our own feelings. We do not live by our circumstances. We do not live by what we see, what we hear. We live by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Psalm 25, verse 5. Shall we read it together? Psalm 20, verse 5. Okay, one voice, church. Are you ready?
Yes. Amen.
Begin.
We will shout for joy when you are victorious.
And we'll lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We have victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you see this now? Victory belongs to Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus has already won the victory.
Amen.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Our part is to make a melody, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ has already won the victory, now our job is to celebrate the victory.
Amen.
By giving a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I know some of you are playing soccer. You play soccer, raise your hand. Nobody playing soccer here? Oh, Stephen, you play soccer?
Yeah, I love soccer.
All right. I know brothers from Cameroon, you play soccer, right?
Yeah.
Jeremiah, you play soccer? then I have to play with you because I don't know how to play soccer too. Now, when you play soccer, let's say it's your nation versus any other nation. They're playing soccer, right? And then which team gives a shout of victory? Which team? Huh? When the ball enter the net, right? When they make goal, then the winner, all of a sudden, they give up. Shout, and they don't just shout, they don't do that. How do they act? How do they express the feeling of victory? How do they express the spirit of victory? Do they go like this? Oh, he made it! Oh, I'm so glad he made it! Do you do like that? Well, how I want to see. Today, I want you to show and express the spirit of victory. When your team, shoot the goal, right? Shoot the ball, and then it made a goal. Then how do you do that? I will do 1, 2, 3, and we will do this. We start with this part now, okay? 1, 2, 3, and you are going to give a shout of victory and express with all your energy. You want to express. Tell us what is the spirit of victory. All right? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3. That's how you play soccer. So when your team wins, you act like this, huh? Not bad. I acknowledge that. Okay. How about this team? Are you ready? Oh, there's a great challenge now. This team did a really good job, and I'm not sure if you. I believe in you. We have Ijaz here now. Okay. Ready? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Go! They really know how to express. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, my friends, brothers and sisters, this is exactly. Oh, where's Brother Ernest here? Where's Ernest? Exactly. Hallelujah. His nickname is exactly. Everybody say hi, exactly.
Hi, exactly.
Whenever I talk to him, he said, exactly. Jesus Christ, exactly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is exactly in his name, right? With his power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you exactly today. This is what it means in Psalm 20, verse 5. It says, we will shout for joy
Amen.
When you are victorious. Jesus Christ is victorious. yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He's victorious forever, and he will continue to be victorious. Amen.
Amen.
Because he's victorious, our job is to give a shout of victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we show our victory, when we express it, we know that we are on the victory side.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're on the team, you're on the team that you lose the game, what's gonna happen? Is there gonna be any noise?
No.
Is there gonna be any laughter?
No.
Is there gonna be any jumping up and down?
No.
If you lose on the game, what do? You just sit quiet and even cry, I lose, we lose, right? There's a quiet, do you understand? But if you're on the side of the victory, you shout, you give victory and cheer up and all that, hallelujah. You see, in spiritually, you already have victory. You already have victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're on the victory side. Amen.
Amen.
So therefore, you need to express the victory through your laughter, through your joy.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
I see few people still not getting it. They say, huh? What are you talking about? I am talking about the gospel here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Chinese wisdom, there's something called 출구성사. Everybody say 출구성사. You are learning Chinese words now, okay? Jerim is he's Korean Chinese. He's from China. Do you know 출구성사? Okay. 중국에서 왔어요. 출구성사 means the words you spilled out from your mouth, it will accomplish it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say, I'm scared, then you will be scared. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you say, I'm very angry. Huh? If you do that for 10 minutes, you repeat by saying angry, you know what? Indeed, you're going to be very angry anymore. But if you say, I'm victorious, and I have peace, and I love Jesus Christ, and I worship Him, and I have joy, unspeakable joy, hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say, then you will have joy, hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say, I have victory, then you will be victorious.
Amen.
If you say, I'm very happy, then you will be joyful.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you put is what you get. What you put is what?
What you get.
Come on, what you put is what?
What you get.
Amen. Talk to the person next to you. What you put is what you get.
What you
say is who you are.
You
become what you say. Come on, talk to somebody. You become what you say.
You become what you say.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that's why the Bible says, shout for joy. Shout for joy because you are on the victorious side.
Amen.
Now and forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stephen, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You give a shout of joy now. Shout of victory. I'm sorry, you're a twin girl.
Yeah!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All we need to do is to give a shout of victory.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ will fight for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glorious. I'm telling you, if you listen to this message, scriptures, take it into your spirit, and if you apply it, your life will be transformed.
Amen.
And you will be victorious throughout your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Victory will never end in your life.
Amen.
You will continue to experience and enjoy victory is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Look at this next scriptures now. Okay, look, next scriptures. Mark 11, 23. Read it together. Begin.
I
tell you the truth. If anyone says to the mountain, go throw you into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes
that
what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look. If you... The greatest prayer, the most spiritual prayer and the most powerful and greatest prayer you can ever pray to God is not pleading prayer. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, do this. Would you please do this? Don't do that. No, no. The greatest and the most spiritual prayer you can offer to God is commending prayer. Did you know that? The Lord Jesus Christ even said, commend it to me. It's in the New Testament. Whatever I hear from you, I will do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, right? Remember? It says, when two people on earth have unite their heart, whatever they bind, come on, whatever they bind, it will be pound in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever you lose on earth, it will be
lose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the heaven, right? The heaven is controlled by what you say on this earth. Are you getting me? You have to first bind in order to be bound. You have to first lose in order to be loose in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So you have to do an authoritative prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, you say, I bind fear. I bind any anxious thought. I bind the attack of the enemy. I bind all the arrows of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the same time, you have right in Jesus Christ's name, I lose financial blessings from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I lose blessings and I lose the life of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
An abundant life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, you have right to do that. You have right to prayer, authority to prayer. Why? Here's the why. Because scripture says, according to Romans chapter 6, you have been together with Christ, died with Christ. Hallelujah. Bible says you died with Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You see the cross there? You have been crucified with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Not only you died with Christ, you rose again with Christ.
Amen.
Come on. Do you believe?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I said it again. You died with Christ.
Amen.
Come on. You died with Christ.
Amen.
You rose with Christ.
Amen.
You ascended with Christ.
Amen.
You sit on the throne of God with Christ.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:5 says you've been seated with Christ on the throne of God.
Amen.
What is the throne of God?
Amen.
Throne of God is the where God's presence is. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, there is no throne above the throne of Jesus Christ. The throne of Jesus Christ is the highest. It's the ultimate. It's utmost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no higher than the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, everything what we see on this earth in the universe and our enemies are all below the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Bible says we were seated together with Christ on the throne of God, that means you have the ultimate power in Christ. And you can do authority prayer by commanding from the throne of God down to Satan, to the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Instead of saying, Lord, please do this. No, no. You have right to say, in Jesus' name, I loose and I bind. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, do you believe it?
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why salvation is a gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is a gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gift of the Holy Spirit is a gift. Everything God to you is a gift.
Amen.
We don't earn it, but we receive by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Repeat after me that. Point number one. Let's all declare this together. Point number one. Ready? Begin.
Victory is accomplished by Christ, and our job is to make a joyful noise.
Amen.
One more time.
Victory is accomplished by Christ, and our job is to make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, may God bless you today. We filled you with the spirit of victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe your circumstance is not going well. Maybe you have visa problem. Maybe you have financial problem. Maybe you have a relationship problem. Maybe you are sick. But regardless of your circumstances, you know what? You have right to shout of victory because Jesus Christ lives in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the reality. Jesus Christ is a reality. And everything else is a shadow.
Amen.
The shadow comes and goes and it changes all the time. But Jesus Christ never changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, I am same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Joyful noise.
Amen.
Joyful noise.
Amen.
I love African song, African dance. Why? Because it's a joyful noise.
Amen.
They're not only making joyful noise with their mouth, but they're making joyful noise with their body, with their action. I love it. You know, most of the Korean singers, they envy African singers.
Oh,
you know that?
Oh.
Amen. Do you see how they express? Oh. Koreans are like this. Amen. They want to express, but they're just not gifted. Not gifted. We want to dance, but we all we can dance is this much. But we're going to But African brothers, you're going to teach us how to dance today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. African brothers, you're going to teach everybody how to dance. Amen.
Amen.
Pakistan brothers, you need to be loose.
Amen.
Pakistan brothers, sisters, you need to be loose. Amen. Hallelujah. This is not Pakistan. This is Korea.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The nation of ruled by God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is not Islamic country. This is Christian country. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have privilege to dance before Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So not just every time he just sings you. There's anointing in his leg, one leg. Only one leg there's anointing. That's why he's moving. But today, you are going to be baptized with full anointing.
Amen.
From head to toe, you're going to move like a squid, like an octopus. Hallelujah. Amen. Arif, huh? Arif. You're so stiff. You guys look like a chopsticks, huh? Today, you're going to forget about chopsticks, amen?
Amen.
You're going to be loose, amen?
Amen?
You're going to be like a marshmallow. You know marshmallow? Marshmallow. You know? Hallelujah. Magdalene, amen?
Amen?
You can do it, Magdalene. You're so pretty. You're beautiful, sister. Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know, you're going to learn African dance today, amen?
Amen.
We're all going to become African today, amen?
Amen.
We're all going to become African today, amen?
Amen?
There's a sister who loves African song and African dance. Her name is Sehi. You know, she's a very good singer. She majored jazz music. Jazz.
Wow.
Oh. So, and she envies African sing, you know, the song and music. So today, when we sing, maybe she can sing together with you. That's her hope and dream. Let her dream become true by you singing together with her.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. We need to express our joy. Everybody say, the joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord.
Come on, come on, louder. The joy of the Lord.
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 It's my strength.
It's my strength.
It's your strength.
It's your strength.
It's your strength.
It's your strength.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have two boys and they're always frowning before me. They're like, Joshua doesn't remember my son. They always come to me with frowning and very serious like this. Mm. They're very serious. The frowning face, you know. Then, as a daddy, I'm gonna feel what? I'm not gonna feel joyful, isn't it? I'm not gonna feel happy because my boys are not happy. Do you understand? If you are happy, our Father in heaven will be happy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're joyful, our Father in heaven will be joyful.
Amen.
If you dance, he will dance.
Amen.
If you dance, he will dance.
Amen.
In fact, in the Old Testament, there's a scripture saying, God rejoices over you and with singing.
Amen. Amen.
There's a scripture, I believe it's Zephaniah. Mm. Zephaniah says, God rejoices over you with singing.
Amen.
Amen.
He rejoices so much that he sings over you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes I rejoice at home. What do? I sing for my wife.
Wow.
Did I? Before, not now. Before, I used to play guitar and you know, sing a nice song. You can express your joy to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, thank you. There is a story about melody of King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat, this united army, the enemies are coming toward him. And then this is what he says. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. Read it together. Begin. He said,
listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Some of you are getting it. Come on. One more time. The battle is not yours. That's Antis, all right? We're going to declare together. Declare together in one voice. Ready?
Amen.
Ready, Chiyo? Okay, shout together. Begin.
For the battle is not yours, but God's.
Am I getting onto something here, my brother?
Amen.
But, listen, the battle belongs to Jesus Christ. Therefore, victory or defeat does not belong to you. It has nothing to do with you. Do you understand?
Amen.
Jesus Christ already accomplished the victory. All you need to do is shout a victory.
Amen.
All you need to do is enjoy the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ what He has given to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22. Look at this now. 22. Ready? Begin.
And they began to sing and praise.
The Lord set ambitious against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah,
and they were defeated.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When did the Lord start fighting for the enemy? Come on, you tell me. When did the Lord start fighting for the enemy?
When they began to sing and praise.
When they began to sing and praise. Hallelujah. When you sing and praise, watch out. The Lord will rise up and He will fight the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All we need to do is rise up and sing and praise the Lord. Amen. All we need to do is make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Come on. 1, 2, 3. You make a joyful noise. Come on. Let's shake the ansan in one go tongue. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now close the door. Close the door, please. Close the door because we're going to shout now. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. You give a joyful noise. Are you ready?
Amen.
Come on, you ready?
Yes.
Oh, the liver disease will go away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The liver disease will disappear. Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy there's no disease. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Enjoy there's no disease. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Come on, Pastor Jackson. What happened? Huh? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Me and my fight here. Fighter! 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 Oh!
Amen.
Hello!
Amen.
Lord Jesus!
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. You don't know what kind of victory you have in Christ. You don't understand. You can never comprehend the depth, the height, the width of the victory you have in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You'll never understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll never understand how the demons, the evil spirit are fearful and shaking when they hear the joyful noise of your mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Whenever you say, Lord Jesus, the demons shudder and will go away. Amen.
Amen.
The second point now, second point. Go ahead. Okay, read together. Begin. Keep the victory
in gladness and joy.
Amen. You can keep the victory in gladness and joy. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible says, pray, give thanks in all. Come on, you say, give thanks in all
circumstances.
It is possible to give Amen. Thanks in all circumstances, knowing that God has already won the victory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the third point. Let's go to the third point now. Read it together. Third point. Begin.
Rejoice in the midst of trials and hardships.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. One more time.
Rejoice in the midst of trials and hardships.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are you in trials? Are you in hardships? Rejoice more.
Amen.
Well, I say one more time. Are you in hardship? Are you in trials? Rejoice more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's look at some of the scriptures now. 2 Corinthians 8:2. 2 Corinthians 8:2. Ready? Begin. Out of the most severe trial, there overflowing joy. What kind of joy?
Overflowing joy.
What kind of joy?
Overflowing joy.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Welcome to Overflowing Church with Overflowing Joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to be filled with overflowing joy forever.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let your house be filled with joy.
Amen.
Let your country be filled with joy.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hey, do you know amen means I agree and there's no doubt and I'm certain that He will accomplish it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by the way, Revelation chapter 2 talks about amen and the faithful. The amen, the faithful. The amen is the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whenever you say amen, you are calling the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whenever you say amen, the Lord will fight for you.
Amen.
He will rise up.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Give a high five to my person next to you. Say amen.
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 Oh. Let's sing that song together. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Come on. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Sing one more time.
Amen.
Oh, I wish which we can sing over and over again continuously, eternally. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to be doing in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to go enter into New Jerusalem. And there we're going to sing praise and worship to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, forever and ever.
Amen.
There is no sorrow. There is no sickness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, there is no trouble. There is no fighting.
Amen.
There is no death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Life forever and ever.
Amen.
Oh, we anticipate to that day. Very soon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Soon and very soon. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you know that song? Soon and very soon?
Yes.
All right. Come on. Come, let's clap our hands together. Ready? Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King.
We are going to see the King.
Amen.
Soon and very soon,
we are going to see the King. Hallelujah!
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
We are going to see the
King. No more crying there!
Hallelujah. No more crying there. We are going to see the King.
Yeah!
No more crying there. We are going to see the King,
Jesus! Yeah!
No more crying there. We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. We are going to see the King.
No more crying there.
No more crying there.
Yeah.
We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
No more crying there. We are going to see the King.
We are going to see the King.
No more crying there. We are going to see the King.
King Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we are going to see the King.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Whenever you see the trials in your life, you say hallelujah.
Amen.
Whenever you face the sufferings in your life, you say hallelujah.
Amen.
Because knowing that victory belongs to Jesus Christ, He has already won the victory on the cross.
Amen.
On the cross, do you remember when he is about to die? When breathe the last breath, Jesus Christ spilled the last word, and He says "tetelestai" in Greek word, right? Means it is
finished.
Come on, everybody say it is
finished.
It is
finished.
What's finished?
Everything.
What's finished?
Everything.
See, come on. Whatever I say. Oh, come on. This thing. Whatever I say, you say finished. You ready?
Yes.
Whatever I say, you say finished, right? It's okay? Okay, right. Okay. Whatever
I say.
Okay. Sin is?
Finish!
Death is?
Finish!
Trouble is?
Finish!
Poverty is?
Finish!
Disease is?
Finish!
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Come on, one more time. The world is?
Finish!
Come on, the world is?
Finish!
Satan is?
Finish!
The evil spirit is?
Finish!
The sickness is?
Finish!
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
It's finished!
Yeah.
Once and for all, it's finished!
Amen!
Amen.
What do you worry about?
Amen.
It's finished.
Amen.
It's finished.
Amen.
In Christ it's finished.
Amen.
In spirit it's finished.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That is why the Bible says righteous shall live by faith. What faith? Knowing that Jesus Christ finished everything on the cross.
Amen.
All I need to do is believe Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Believe in you shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith.
Amen.
With faith you please God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Part number three. Everybody say one more time. Rejoice in the midst of trials and
hardships.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:6. Let's quickly go over that now. 1 Peter 1:6. Ready? Begin.
So be truly glad.
There is wonderful joy ahead.
Even though it is necessary for you to endure many trials for a while.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says there's a wonderful joy ahead.
Amen.
Wonderful joy ahead of you.
Amen.
So you truly be glad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rejoice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout of victory. Melody of victory. Amen.
Amen.
Next scriptures, Matthew 5:11. Okay, begin. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecute the prophets who were before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
Come on, everybody say rejoice and be glad. Come on.
Rejoice and be glad.
One more time.
Rejoice and be glad.
If there's a persecution in your life, God says rejoice more. Why? That's because there's a great reward in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only that, knowing that Jesus Christ has already won the victory.
Amen.
Remember that. Remember that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our battle is not flesh. It's not against flesh and blood. Meaning our battle is not against men and women. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your husband, your wife is not your enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Your children is not your enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your pastor is not your enemy. Your brother and sister is not enemy. The devil is our enemy.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ already has crushed his head on the cross.
Amen.
We praise God for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 12:10. Ready? Begin.
That is why,
for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Come on, everyone, say. If I say, when I say, when I am weak, you say, then I am strong. Right? Ready? When I am weak,
then I am strong.
When I am weak,
then I am strong.
Why you are strong? Because Jesus Christ has already won the victory.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
When you are weak, Jesus works.
Amen.
He works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are weak, you're feeling weak, Jesus works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is then Jesus Christ will start to work. Some of you, you are still like this. One hand you hold God, one hand you hold onto the world.
You're like this.
And God says, bless me, oh God. Help me. And Jesus says, no, you need to let go of the other hand. You need to let go of the other hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to let go of this hand and then both hands.
Surrender like this.
Then God says, okay, it is right timing. I will come and help you. I will come and bless you. I will come and heal you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever things that you still hold on to, let go. Because Jesus Christ has already won the victory.
Amen.
Final and ultimate victory belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Come on, church. Ready? Begin.
No matter what happens,
always be thankful.
For this is God's will for you.
Who belong to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Come everyone say, no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what happens.
No matter what happens.
Be thankful.
Be thankful.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 8:37. Final, our last verse. Ready? Begin. We are more than what?
Conquerors.
We are more than what?
Conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are more than conquerors because we are in Jesus. And Jesus is in me.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember the scripture in Psalm 23. It says, my cup
overflows.
Bible says, my cup
overflows.
Do you know what overflowing means? Do you know what overflowing means? Somebody give me a ball. No, I will just. Somebody give me a ball. 그릇 하나, 큰 거 하나 빨리 가져오세요. You know what overflowing means?
In the culture of Israelites, when customer comes and you like that customer, then when you pour the water, then you let it overflow.
Amen.
That's a sign that you really like that person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
But if you don't like that person, you pour the water in the halfway and you stop. Then you have to know you're not so welcome. Then you have to leave quickly, okay? Okay. Come, somebody help me. Somebody help me. You hold this.
Customer.
Bible says, my cup overflows. Give me more water! Give me more water! Come on, pali. Oh, you have water. Okay. Thank you, brother. Oh, okay, thank you, brother. Okay, now, look. So, oh, it's overflowing now. It's overflowing. Do you see? This means you are very welcome. You are so lovely. You are so accepted by God. Hallelujah. God loves you so much that your cup overflows. Hallelujah. God's love for you will never cease. God's love for you will never change. God loves you forever and ever.
Amen.
God loves you just the way you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let's give our hands to our Lord Jesus Christ. God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can put it back. Hallelujah. You can put it back and give me more water. Thank you. Jeremiah, please give me the water. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. From today on, my brothers and sisters, you will continue to shout for joy. Amen.
Amen.
Shout of melody, right?
Amen.
Victory of melody of victory, amen.
Amen.
When you're down, give a shout of victory.
Amen.
When you're disappointed, give a shout of victory.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Are you ready to celebrate?
Amen.
African team, no. Before we celebrate, no, I forgot. This is most important now. Go to judgment. Okay, now, here we have all nations represent, right? We have about 20 nations, hallelujah. And we are going to declare victory now, amen? We're going to declare victory. Now, if you represent your nation, I want you to come forward now. Pakistan, Nigeria, Liberia, all those people come. Oh, so? Okay, these people, you come out now. Philip, Jackson, Isas, Inaito, Sugi, Saskia, Stephen, Sally, Totabi, Joseph, Ernest, Jeremiah, Angela, Eric, Richard, Firas, Dahan, Mido, Jerim, and Esther. If I call your name, would you please come forward? Poland, I think. Okay, come more to, come more to this side. Rachel. Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we have all nations representing here? Is there anybody else that you? No. Let's take the picture later, please. Is there anybody else that? Cote d'Ivoire?
Kenya?
If you are representing any other nations except this, please come. Cote d'Ivoire?
Yeah, Eric.
Come. Yes, Philemon. Oh, okay. Brothers, go up the top. We'll make a two line. This is too long. Now. Go top. Brothers, the tall people here, go. And then, yes. Feet us, go up. Middle, go. Okay. And then squeeze. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to, we have 206 nations in Korea. And this is about 20 nations here. And the here represent the all nations in Korea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God is God of all nations. Amen?
Amen.
Now we're going to speak victory upon each nation here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to say, Lord Jesus Christ, we bless all nations who are in Korea. And Lord, we speak victory.
Amen.
That you will bless them and you will use them for your kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we're going to pray about 1 or 2 minutes. We bless them. And after we pray for them, you're going to give a shout of victory in your own language.
Hallelujah.
Dutch, India, Cameroon, your own language. Do you understand? Huh? But shout, not low voice. Shout. You understand? About 5 to 7 seconds. Very short. Just one statement, a shout of victory in your own language. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, lift your hands now. Lift your hands. Both hands. We're going to... Come on, stretch your hands. We're doing this together, stretch your hands. And we're going to bless all nations now. In Jesus' name, we're going to bless them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Uganda. Pastor, would you come? You represent Uganda. Right here. Okay? And we're going to all pray. 자, 이 시간에 20개의 우리 상징적으로 열방이 여기 나와 있습니다. 이 열방을 여러분 예수님의 이름으로 축복하고 승리를 선포합시다.